A community is in shock and a major police investigation is underway after the death of a family in suburban Brisbane. Three children died after the car they were travelling in was set on fire and their mother, Hannah Baxter, died last night. It's alleged the children's father, Rowan Baxter, set the car alight before dying on the footpath. Thomas already has this report and a warning. There are some distressing details.
In broad daylight, Camp Hill became a crime scene. A car was found alight yesterday morning before emergency services arrived to a shocking scene. Three children, all aged under 10, deceased. Their mother, 31-year-old Hannah Baxter, was taken to hospital and died last night. The father, Rowan Baxter, died on the footpath from self-inflicted stab wounds. Joanne Yates is the CEO of Domestic Violence New South Wales.
For women who leave their partners, the time just after they leave is the most critical for them and for their safety. I can't speculate on the current case, of course, at the moment. That is subject to a police investigation. But we do note that he was estranged from her, and we think that probably has some importance in the case.
There are still a lot of details we don't know about the Baxter family.
I'm Rowan.
And I'm Hannah. And whether you're just getting started or whether you already have some experience, we would love to hear more about how we can help you improve your health and fitness journey.
Rowan Baxter was a former New Zealand Warriors NRL player, and until recently he ran a gym with his wife. But it's becoming clearer that the idyllic life captured in family photos didn't tell the whole story. And Joanne Yates says while she's waiting for more information from the police, family violence continues to be a critical problem.
The prevalence of domestic violence across Australia is incredibly wide, estimated to cost the economy $22 billion a year. They were estimates that were presented to the Victorian Royal Commission back in 2016. So even impacting on our economy, it's absolutely huge.
Professor Kerry Carrington is an expert in gendered violence at the Queensland University of Technology.
The most risky time for a woman is in fact during the first 6 months of separation. That's when they're most at risk of being killed by an ex-partner. So we do know that. In fact, we do know a lot that makes crimes like this preventable.
But there's a lot we don't know. A major investigation's underway and police have spent the night at several crime scenes.
Thomas already there. And if you're in an abusive situation or know someone who is, call 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732. If it's an emergency, call 000.